Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." Today is day 1601 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Zig Ziglar, and it is, "Where there is pruning, the gardener is nearby." So our snippet today is the gardener. As mentioned in previous podcasts, I grew up on an apple orchard practically all of my life, from kindergarten until graduating from college and getting married. It certainly wasn't an easy life with 10 kids and my parents, all living in an old farmhouse with 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. Although we did not have many worldly riches, we had wealth unimaginable in what really counts in life. We had the love of my parents, love for each other, and learning the value of love and hard work, even when you don't always feel like it. There were many other valuable lessons learned about raising apples, and one of which was the pruning of the apple trees. My dad was patient as he taught us the proper pruning techniques. As a young person, I did not enjoy that task, especially since it had to be done after the harvest time during the winter. It was crucial that the pruning was completed while the trees were still dormant, so that only left about 4 months during the year which we could prune. Since we had about 40 acres of trees, this took quite a while to complete. And just like any type of pruning, at first it seems counterproductive to cut off the limbs that have the potential to bear fruit. As my dad taught us, the tree's older and weaker areas must be cut away so that the strong limbs could produce even better. Pruning also required knowing the angle of the cut and the most favorable place on the branch. So it is with our lives. The master gardener, God, knows how and when to prune weaknesses and dead spots from our lives so that we can become even more fruitful. Pruning in our lives is not always enjoyable or painless. If we do not allow God to prune our lives when needed, just like an apple tree, the bad spots and the rot will eat back into that which is good. We need to desire that we are pruned to productively and proactively work at building God's kingdom on earth, helping to restore a new Eden where we can rule and reign with God for all eternity. And our passage for today is John chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I give you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself today, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,600 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.